Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at pronunciation, specifically pronouncing irregular verbs. Now I'm sure you know a lot of irregular verbs and you know how things work. So you know that in English we have three forms for every verb. We have the infinitive form, for example, to go, the past simple form, which for go is went, and the past participle form, which is gone. So we have this for regular verbs, which in the past simple and past participle form end in the letters ed, for example, walked or played. And then we have the irregular verbs, where it's a little bit more random. There's no rules. You just have to learn what those past simple and past participle forms are. And one of the hardest parts is the pronunciation of a lot of these irregular verbs. And today we're going to be looking at two categories. The first category is irregular verbs where the past simple has an a sound and the past participle has an a sound. And it's really important to hear the difference between a and a and the way that you create this sound. So let's start with the verb to run, to run. Now in the past, this is a, it's ran, ran with an A, R-A-N. And the past participle is run with a U. So listen really carefully to the difference between those two words. The past simple, ran with an A, ran. And the past participle, run with a U, run. Let's put those into a sentence. Yesterday, I ran a marathon. So that's in the past simple. And then let's do one in the present perfect tense. So we need the past participle. Have you ever run a marathon? Listen again. Yesterday I ran a marathon. Have you ever run a marathon? So hopefully you can hear that little difference. And the good news is, once you can hear and pronounce the a and the a sounds, then there's a few other verbs which have the same rule. For example, begin, the past is began, and the past participle is begun. So again, we have the a and then the a. For example, we began to think about the situation, and then in the past participle form, the football match has begun. So again, began, begun. Other examples, the verb to sing. Sing, sang, sung. I sang in a choir when I was a child. This is the past simple. Have you ever sung in public? This is a present perfect question, so we use the past participle. Have you ever sung in public? Also, the verb to drink. Drink, drank, drunk. She drank a glass of lemonade. I haven't drunk any wine this week. And one final example with this pattern. Ring. Ring, rang, rung. In the past simple, I rang the bell, but no one answered. And with the past participle form, have you rung your mother yet? So remember, with these five verbs, you've got the a form in the past simple. Ran, began, sang, drank, rang. and in the past participle, you have a you. Ah, run, begun, sung, drunk, rung. Let's look at the second category now, which is irregular verbs where the past simple and the past participle ends in this sound, ought, ought. And it's really important that you have a strong t sound at the end. For example, with the verb to think, which in the past is thought. And it's important that you say thought. It's not thought, thought, or something like that. You need to make sure you put the strong t sound at the end, thought. For example, I thought it was a good idea. Other examples where the verb in the past simple or past participle form ends in ought, to teach becomes taught in the past and past participle. Fight becomes fought. Bring becomes brought. Buy becomes bought. And catch becomes caught. Thought, taught, fought, brought, bought, caught. They all have the same pronunciation. The only thing that changes is the beginning of the word, but the rest is the same. So once you can pronounce one of these correctly, hopefully you can pronounce all of them correctly. Okay, lots of irregular verbs for you to be practicing. That's all for today's podcast. Remember, if you're interested in taking English classes online with me, you can find all the details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for joining me, keep working hard, and I'll see you next time.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans, dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible, en une minute, à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.